ocean. All I know is the world looks beautiful. The world looks so damn beautiful. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right,
we're back now, with another right. You're being unreasonable.
You are being unreasonable.
How are you today, Hels?
Very unreasonable. How are you?
Pretty sleepy.
Oh no.
So I'll either be really funny or really sleepy.
Not necessarily mutually exclusive, but we'll see how it goes. Shall we begin? Let's do a speed round. Am I being unreasonable to wonder WTF has gone wrong at Northamptonshire County Council?
Yeah. It sounds like a massacre. I know what that might be about.
Haven't they gone bust or something?
Yeah. So, yeah. Why is it allowed that to happen?
I don't know, but it's a speed round, so tough. Yes. Am I being unreasonable to be really annoyed our local soft play centre has installed 3 iPads within the play area?
Yeah, categorically not soft play.
Not at all. Am I being unreasonable to ask you what this is?
Yeah. Figure it out for yourself.
Am I being unreasonable to think Kaylee is actually a bloody good song?
No, I thought that was about Kaylee the regional dance.
No, it's spelled differently.
Yeah. Kaylee's great. Kaylee the dance.
Usually called a Kaylee, not just Kaylee.
Kaylee. Love that Kaylee.
Am I being unreasonable about this erection situation?
Ah, yes. Yeah, be careful with erections. You want to be careful with that.
Am I being unreasonable? How long to cook a beef stew, start to finish?
Not really the forum for that question.
Unreasonable to make a stew, though. I hate stew. Shall we do a proper thread?
Yeah. So we look at threads from the Am I Being Unreasonable board of Mumsnet, where people go to ask Am I Being Unreasonable questions. The beef stew question seems like it belongs in, like, the cooking section of Mumsnet.
Yeah, I think that section of Mumsnet is called Feed the World.
Yeah, Mumsnet's got different sections like Reddit, so we only look at Am I Being Unreasonable.
Yeah.
Which is why we're not regularly reading out recipes or cooking tips every week. Because that's not what we're interested in.
I categorically could not care less about beef stew. Please do not tweet in with any tips about cooking a beef stew. I will ignore them. And I will judge you.
I think a beef stew takes, what, like 20 minutes?
It takes days and it tastes foul. Am I being unreasonable to not attend nephew's, and now it's in scare quotes, birthday party?
Oh.
Ah, yet again, I'm perhaps rationally annoyed by sister-in-law and her over-the-top habits for her son. Name changed, as this will out me without question. She's planned a first birthday party for her son, so my nephew.
Yes.
It's in a big country pub with an attached hall and beautiful garden. I've looked the place up. So extravagant and a bit ridiculous. The invites look like bloody wedding invitations. She's even added at the bottom that she doesn't want any presents for her DS, but asks if everyone could bring a book along for him. Grabby. The worst part? There's a theme. Everyone, including the adults, are asked to dress in either blue or white or blue and white. I've seen the cake she's having too. It's 3-tier. 3 fucking tier! Am I being unreasonable? This is bloody ridiculous, and to avoid it through sheer principle. I never actually said we'd be going, but our family usually go to each other's events, no questions asked, and I presume she's assumed we will go. She has form for this type of thing. To give you an idea, her DS only wears white baby grows, which she irons. Me and sister-in-law, her sister-in-law also, find it hilarious, and we will have a good chat about this one, but don't think I'll be attending. She knows me and DH are skint, plus she's always showing off by buying everyone's kids fancy stuff. We've advised her before, it's okay, love, just get them something for a tenner. Am I being unreasonable? I'm fed up of all this extra nonsense from her. Am I just pregnant and hormonal? I don't have anything in blue, really, and my boys don't have anything in white or baby blue, the look she obviously expects for everyone. So, there's a lot going on there.
I thought from the title, Am I Being Unreasonable to Not Attend Nephew's, quote, birthday party, unquote, that it wasn't a birthday party at all. That it was, like, some kind of summoning gathering to summon the nephew from the Eldritch beyond. Because the nephew is actually one of the old gods. But that's not the case.
No, it's an actual birthday party, so heaven knows why she's put it in quotes.
Well, it does sound fairly cultish. Like everyone dressing in white, like the polyphonic spree.
I would go to a birthday party where the theme was the polyphonic spree. For my next birthday, I'm going to have a polyphonic spree party.
I can see how that does look like a cult, though.
Mm.
It does look like they're summoning the old gods.
Just to clarify, this poster never, ever mentions the old gods. This is all you. Should we go through and discuss the various
Well, let's talk parts about the theme.
Okay.
The theme is people dressing in blue or white.
Or blue and white.
Like sailors?
Well, I mean, not everyone would have these things, but maybe a pair of jeans and a plain white t-shirt. That would be the theme. It doesn't say the theme is sailors. It just says blue or white or blue and white. It doesn't need to be striped or...
I don't know if that's a theme.
No.
It doesn't seem strong enough to be a theme.
So do you think there should be more of a theme? Is your problem
if you're going to say there's a theme, then yeah, because...
And the theme is the old gods.
Spoilers for our wedding, for anyone attending, but we've used a lot of kind of ivy on the invitations and various decorative elements, and people have asked me, is ivy the theme?
Weird.
And I don't think that's a theme. That's not a strong enough element to be a theme.
No, I don't understand what an ivy-themed wedding... Yeah, we're all going to grow exponentially and cling to the walls.
Me and Hell just love ivy. You've seen our flat full of... overflowing with plant life.
So there's the theme. She's very angry not about the theme.
Not a theme.
She hasn't got anything blue or white. And then she says, my sons haven't got anything in baby blue, which is obviously what she imagines. But it doesn't say baby blue anywhere. And the way that she's phrased it, I think, concedes that her sons do have blue and or white clothes. And she's just looking for problems where there are none. Oh, it's not the shade of blue that I've taken it upon myself to think the theme means.
Also, did the baby only have one set of clothes? This white baby grew... This single white baby grow.
I think the baby has endless white baby grows, like a cartoon character's wardrobe.
Yeah, like when Donald Duck would open his wardrobe and just have sailor suits.
I think that's what's going on. Why is she so mad that her sister-in-law irons the baby grows?
Does seem excessive, but I wouldn't get mad about it.
No, it makes no difference to her life.
And I think the real kind of crux of this whole story comes right at the end. Am I just being pregnant and hormonal?
Does she know she's pregnant? Or does she think, oh, maybe I'm worked up about this for no reason?
Maybe I'm just pregnant.
Maybe I'm preggers. I assume that she is actually pregnant and she knows that. But it would be quite good if this was the first time it's occurred to her so we could go and take a test.
Maybe having written these several sentences about this party, this nondescript party that my nephew's having, maybe I'm pregnant.
Ah!
I say that's the first sign. That you can go on a message board and write sentences about a child's birthday party. It does sound a bit much, though, the party.
Okay,
A free-tiered cake for babies is nonsense.
Yeah, but she's invited all these other people. She's clearly trying to organise a nice family gathering.
Bit extra, though.
Yeah, a bit extra, but I like cake right enough. People like cake.
Yeah.
I don't really see why this woman's so het up.
Yeah, I mean, I would go. I mean, it's not... the worst thing in the world to go to a party that's a bit much.
No, not at all. And she said... it's really obvious that she just doesn't like her sister-in-law and probably just doesn't like her nephew. Like, she's even added at the bottom that she doesn't want any presents for her DS, but asks if everyone could bring a book for him. Grabby. Well, no, if you go to a child's presents. Birthday party, you probably think, oh, I should take a present.
Yeah.
And she's saying, don't bring toys or plastic or whatever.
Just
books
bring a
are
book.
Nice.
We don't have enough books. We've got more than enough clothes.
And
we've
books
got the
for
free
one
baby grows. We're good for baby grows. We want books.
Books for 1 year olds are very cheap. You know, it's not
like the board books. The ones that kids just eat.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like picture books that can be read to the 1 year old.
Like Spot.
Yeah, sure. That sort of thing. It's not like she's saying, oh, I want the first edition of the complete works of Shakespeare for little Timothy. And don't turn up in anything other than baby blue, you shit. She's gone all out. She's delighted to have a son. She's doing this all at her own expense. I really don't understand why this woman's so angry about it.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Shall we see what the thread has to say?
I can see one comment that just reads, you're not coming across very well here.
And I would agree with that person.
That's going to be my new response to people on Twitter. You're not coming across very well here.
I prefer this slightly blunter one. Don't go. You're horrible. Kid's better off without you in his life.
That's a bit more pointed.
Mm.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's only so well you can look when you're criticising a child's birthday party. An infant's birthday party.
Yeah.
What's it to you?
The original post has come back and said, I think no presents, just your presence, is much nicer, no? And then someone's responded, that expression is really, really annoying because it is not sincerely meant. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, fundamentally, this woman clearly just hates her sister-in-law.
And the nephew.
Yeah, she's now taking it out on a baby. She won't get the baby a book. She's bitching about his party. He didn't ask for any of this. He's one. And if he did ask for any of this, I'm quite impressed, actually. And if he can articulate such particular desires regarding theme and gifts at such a young age, well, more power to him.
Let's not forget he's either one or millennia old as one of the Elder Forgotten Gods.
And with that, let's move on to the next thread. Am I being unreasonable? Is it common to have the fruit bowl on the dining table? Hi, hubby and I have a dilemma. He wants the fruit bowl on the dining table. I always thought it was common. Currently, we have it on a side table. Please be gentle with me.
Let's talk about the meaning of the word common.
Okay, go on.
Does the poster mean common, as in, you know, working class?
I assume
and
so.
Crude.
Yes.
Or common as in something that everyone does?
I assume common as in working class and crude.
Because, one way, as the previous commenter said, they do not come off well here.
The fact that she says, I always thought it was common, we currently have it on a side table. And also, if she thought it was the norm and a thing that many people did, it wouldn't be a dilemma for her, would it? So I think that she is a terrible snob. A terrible snob with too much time on her hands if she can worry about what the class implications of the location of the fruit bowl are.
Yeah, I mean, this seems a bit Hyacinth Bouquet in keeping up appearances.
Supremely so, absolutely.
Yeah, that reference dates me.
That's okay. Because you're also one of the elder gods.
It's true.
I didn't realise that there were any class implications as to where you put a fruit bowl.
No, I grew up in a house where there was a fruit bowl on the table. It contained oranges, the occasional banana.
We had a fruit bowl on a side table, and then sometimes it was on a window ledge. And sometimes it had fruit in it, and sometimes it had, like, an old mobile phone in it, because, you know, that's the way life goes sometimes.
Well, we're clearly different social classes, then, because you've got a side table fruit bowl. And I've got a working class dining table fruit bowl.
The layout of our parents' homes is very different, though, in that if we had a fruit bowl on a dining table, it would be in the dining room, and it wouldn't be particularly handy for just grabbing a piece of fruit as you go, which is kind of the point of a fruit bowl, whereas...
We had a kind of knocked through living
room, open plan, I think is the phrase you're looking for.
So the fruit bowl was visible from the dining room, so you could think, we got some fruit.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that's why. Maybe it depends on the layout of your home as well.
This is just we're overthinking this.
Yeah, we are.
Because the poster's led us down a blind alley, thinking about placement of fruit bowls and social implications thereof.
Shall we hear from the thread? Just the one. It's all bollocks. Put it wherever's most convenient, you silly billies. Thank you to that poster.
Aw, silly billies is quite sweet.
It's very cute, isn't it?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
They are silly billies.
We all are. We talked about it
silly
for minutes
billies.
There.
Yeah, who cares?
Silly billies.
Put your fruit where you want, silly billies.
That poster came across very well.
Yeah.
Well done, then. Okay.
Someone who isn't being unreasonable. Amazing.
Amazing. With that, shall we move on to another thread? Am I being unreasonable? Should I ask my new lodger to leave? I've recently taken on a male lodger much older than me. He is in his 50s. I'm 25. I own my own home, just me and my pug living here, and have previously rented one of my single rooms out. My new lodger only moved in last week, paying 2 weeks' rent as he wanted to have an initial trial period. However, since moving in, he appears to have moved half a house worth of belongings with him, despite only renting a very small single room. He has now occupied most of the garden shed, several kitchen cupboards — it was only agreed to have one cupboard and half the fridge — half the understairs cupboard, and half my third bedroom too. He's also leaving the heating on constantly, even when he's not home. Another reason for me taking on a lodger was to look after my pug a couple of nights a week, and to feed him should he finish work earlier. He's home earlier than me every day of the week, so the agreement was that he would feed my dog and let him out, etc., before I'm home. He seems to be quite reluctant to do this now that he has moved in, and has been quite standoffish towards looking after the dog, despite claiming to be a dog lover himself. Am I being unreasonable to give him notice at the end of his 2 weeks' trial period? He's not very easy to talk about problems with, and makes me feel like I'm the one creating problems already, even after just 1 week. I don't know if I can stand living with someone who takes over the entire house and all my free space and has no regard for my ever-increasing house bills and isn't keen on looking after my dog. Advice, please!
This is how boomers have so many houses. They just move into millennials' houses and gradually take over. More and more stuff, less and less space from the dog, and eventually they just own the house.
Wow.
It's just how it works.
These, God, they're canny, aren't they, these boomers? These
boomers and their insatiable lust for housing.
I want to know what all of this stuff is. How has he got so much stuff?
I like to think it's completely incongruous. So the garden shed is filled with pans and the kitchen cupboards are full of books. And it's just his stuff everywhere. But none of it makes sense. The lawnmower's in the hallway.
The thing that I think is the very worst part of this, like, he shouldn't really be in the shed. He shouldn't be using this understairs cupboard if it wasn't agreed that that was part of the space he could have. That's not on. The third bedroom? How dare he? That seems really beyond the pale to go into the third bedroom and just plonk all of your, I don't know, like, fishing stuff there.
Yeah. I'm not good at being in other people's houses generally. So I think if I was lodging with someone, I wouldn't even go near rooms that I wasn't allowed to be in.
Yeah, I would feel...
I'd never open that door. If the third bedroom door was closed, I'd never open it.
No, me neither.
I'd want to. I'd be so curious. What secrets are in there?
I lived in a flat once where we had this box room, and from the way the flat was laid out, we could tell the box room was quite sizeable, but it had internal windows but no external window, so it couldn't be a bedroom. And the internal windows were quite high up, so you couldn't really see into them unless you went and got a ladder. And the landlord kept their stuff in this box room, and me and the two people that I lived with in that flat all had dreams at various times about what exactly was in the box room, because we were just so curious. But we never even got a ladder to peer through the window at the top, because we felt like that was somehow invading their privacy.
We worked out from the size and the geography of the room. We worked out from the geography of the room that it must be the size of St. Paul's Cathedral. But we weren't allowed in there. It was forbidden.
Fine, it wasn't that big, but it was big enough to get a double bed in there. We're sure of that. But it was where the landlord kept their stuff. So we didn't even get a ladder to peer through the window at the top. We just all had fevered dreams about what might be in there. Ranging from perhaps it was a beautiful library with mahogany shelves and a leather chair.
Yeah, yeah.
Right through to, like, maybe it was just full of dirty needles and broken glass.
A summoning circle for the elder forgotten gods.
Yeah, sure. Or, I don't know, just where Hugh Jackman hangs out.
Yeah.
But we never even looked, because that wasn't part of the agreement. So, for him to have gone into this room is where I really think that he is terrible.
Yeah.
A horrible person. Also,
I know what this is.
Go on.
This was an episode of Inside Number 9. That's why it seems so familiar. The guy took in a rough sleeper, and the rough sleeper gradually took over his life.
Yes!
Like, he put on a suit and he shaved his beard. And he became the rough sleeper, the man who owned the house, and the rough sleeper took over his life.
I remember by this inches. Episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, ask him to leave.
The other thing
otherwise
is,
they're going to take over.
It seems a weird setup to get a lodger, with the agreement being the lodger will look after your dog if the lodger is home first. Like, so maybe the lodger helps with the dog, maybe the lodger doesn't help with the dog. It seems a bit of a haphazard way to make sure that your dog is cared for. But that aside, advice to the OP is, yeah, get rid. You don't want some dreadful boomer in your third bedroom with all this crap.
Not looking after your dog.
Being standoffish to your dog, in fact.
Maybe the third bedroom is the dog's room, and it's unacceptable that you're taking it.
Shall we hear from the thread?
Yes, please.
Get rid of him ASAP. He's taking the absolute piss. Tell him to fuck off.
Yeah.
Tell him to leave at the end of these 2 weeks. Be blunt. Let him know now. Tell him immediately the trial period isn't working out and he'll need to move out by X date. Get rid of him ASAP. Mine is worse. He has a habit of inviting his friends over, who then take over the kitchen, dining room, and nutter in a language I don't understand. It's driving me nuts.
It's not really a competition.
It's not, and also this one.
My lodger's worse.
I think it's one thing if your lodger takes over all of your cupboard space and they ignore your dog despite an agreement that they would, you know, look after your dog. This one, it just sounds like the lodger wants to treat this place as if it's their home, which it is. And she's not happy about that. So actually, I think that poster is unreasonable. Her lodger isn't worse. I think she is worse.
I don't know. Muttering incantations in the long-forgotten eldritch language of the Elder Cuts is a bit much.
Always with this time. Okay, so was the poster being unreasonable?
Yes. No, the lodger is.
Okay, is the pug being unreasonable?
All pugs are unreasonable.
Okay, very good. Final thread. Am I being unreasonable to be shocked?
Dun, dun, dun.
My son has just come back from an army insight course. He spent a night out on patrol, ran a mile and a half, marched around, took all the shouting and drilling and so on. That was fine. However, he was a bit surprised at the behaviour of some of the seasoned soldiers who were running the course. In fact, he was quite shocked by some of the behaviour and some of the things the men said. Some of the boys on the course were 16, like my son, and the men were about twice their age. I do not want to say too much about the behaviour or the content of what was said, but I was a bit shocked. My son said the men were desensitised, and he does not usually use words of more than two syllables. I don't expect soldiers to act like angels, but I was a bit shocked when my son told me about their behaviour and the topics of discussion. Am I being unreasonable to feel that this was insight into something the army would not be proud of?
Sure. Health.
Yeah?
This army insight course certainly gave him an insight into the army.
Ugh. Why has she written a post where she won't tell us a damn thing about what has happened?
I think I know what happened.
What happened? Was it a bit blue?
It's a bit... I don't want to...
A bit bawdy.
Health is a woman, and I don't want to... say these things in front of a woman. So, Hells is going to step out of the room. So it'll just be me and you. Soldiers often talk about sex. Hells, you can come back in now.
Cooey!
Yeah, soldiers often talk about sex. That was a bit.
Oh. Well.
You were here all along. That was a bit.
It was a bit.
Soldiers gonna soldier. That's what they do. I worked alongside soldiers for a bit. And, I was shocked.
Were you so shocked that you went on the internet and said that you were shocked, but you wouldn't say why you were shocked, but it was shocking?
At the time, I tended not to use words of over two syllables, so I found it hard to express myself.
To be honest, it sounds like it's been a good thing that he went on this insight course, because it's expanded his vocabulary. So, if nothing else, that's a start.
Yeah, it's all just talk about sex and violence. That's what they're into.
I do feel like if you're trying to mollycoddle your son, maybe don't encourage him to have a career in the army. Maybe encourage him to do anything else.
Yeah, because quite a far apart from the bawdy nature of the army.
There's the bit where you go and kill people for a living.
There's the bit where you kill people for money.
So I've had a little look through the thread, and she does come back and says, that they were making jokes about rape. They were grabbing each other's balls.
Yes.
They were driving like idiots in trucks down country roads.
Yes.
And talking about blowing people up.
Again, having worked with the army, none of this surprises me.
I really do think that...
The army's lads, lads, lads. It's lads on tour.
What did she think would go on? That's what I don't understand. Like, what? Did she think they'd all have a nice sleepover? They'd talk about kittens and...
Makeup.
Makeup. And then they'd all...
Sing Kumbaya.
Make a den. And watch Paddington.
Kumbaya.
I really don't understand what she thought was going to happen here.
This is a bit naive about the army. It's not... I mean, there is the sort of above sergeant class. The kind of well-to-do people who've gone to... what's it called? Sandringham?
Mm-hmm.
Who go to the big military academies. And they tend to be quite upper class gents.
Yeah.
But the lower ranks, and I'm generalising here, the lower ranks are bawdy lads.
Yeah, bawdy lads.
Bawdy girls.
The other thing is, you can join the army at 16, can't you?
Yeah.
So for her to be like, oh, well, they were twice the age of the people who were there and they were only 16, like, well... The thing is, you can be in the army at 16, and it's not like the moment you turn 18 or the moment you turn 21, suddenly it's fine to be making rape jokes. Rape jokes aren't great, but joining the army isn't something that I particularly think is great either. So, you kind of got to roll with the punches. If you're going to join the army, you can't expect the other army officers to be like, oh, you're only a wee kid, because you're not a wee kid, you're in the army.
Yeah. You're about to do horrible, horrendous things that will probably leave you with PTSD.
Yeah.
And if you've got to find a way to vent and sort of deal with it, that's part of the job.
I don't think her son's cut out for the army since he came back and they went crying to mummy.
Yeah, I don't think she's cut out for her son to be in the army.
No. From the thread again. Maybe the army isn't for him.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or maybe it is, and it'd be great if the army actually attracted guys who were shocked at fucking awful toxic behaviour, someone says.
Well, yeah. But we're talking about larger systemic problems.
We are, aren't we?
The culture of the British Army. And probably militaries in general.
Yeah, probably. Someone said, I'd feed back to whoever is in charge of the course in writing, so it's recorded and officially responded to. The response you're going to get is, we're terribly sorry for any offence caused, we will look into this matter, and they won't look into the matter. They'll just be like, someone's mum got involved because you made a joke or you did something, and everyone will think, well, that's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, it'll go to some well-to-do Sandringham captain who will push it down to the sergeant who will just deal with it.
Yeah.
Tell the lads off. Don't be so bawdy. Then they'll just do it in secret.
Someone said, if your son was doing an insight day at a law firm, would rape jokes be acceptable?
It's a different context.
It is a different context. And, you know...
Lawyers don't kill people directly.
I think they're missing the point. It's not about it being an insight day for teenagers. It's about it being an insight day for the army. He's had an insight into the army. He didn't like what he saw. He's lucky that he had the chance to go for, by the sound of it, a weekend and realise it's not for him. So, great. Onwards and upwards.
Yeah.
Go and find a new career that you're interested in. You had your insights and they came back to tell you you don't like this. I don't know why she isn't viewing it like that. Does she think that everyone should just, I don't know, change to suit what she wants? Don't get me wrong, I absolutely don't approve of any of the stuff that they've said happens here, but it is the army.
Yeah, it's not...
It's not like you went to an insight day for Teach First and they're all, like, dangerous driving and making bawdy rape jokes. It's the army.
The question is, am I being unreasonable to be shocked? And yeah, because it's not surprising.
It's not.
It's unreasonable, perhaps, of the army men and women to have toxic behaviour, to exhibit it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unreasonable to be shocked at it, because this is a fairly well-known phenomenon.
Yeah.
Also, it's her son's life, not hers.
Well, yeah. Now someone's moved on to saying, oh, it's like when Trump talked about grabbing women by the pussy, so let's give up on this thread, because it's just a load of garbage.
Toxic nonsense.
It is. Let's do one more speed round. Am I being unreasonable to not understand the point of homemade chocolate making?
Yeah. What? More chocolate?
Am I being unreasonable to think St. Patrick's Day is just an excuse for drunkenness?
Yeah, and a little racist.
Yeah. Am I being unreasonable to think there should be competition between support groups?
Yes.
I have no idea what that's about.
Some Ayn Rand.
I'm sorry that your bereavement support group didn't win in the Battle of the Bereaved. You're on your own now, kiddo. Am I being unreasonable? Fucking shitty tea room job, lambing time, and my mum's new hip.
A lot going on there. No. The world, they got the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Am I being unreasonable? Posting for traffic. Manchester?
Manchester's not unreasonable. It's very laid back city.
Am I being unreasonable? I look like a starved cow.
Oh no, grim. What with that image? Let's call it a day.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
You can find us at Apple Podcasts and Player FM and all these kinds of places.
Loads of places.
We should mention, because we never have done, that our theme song is by Jonathan Colton. It's I Feel Fantastic from one of his albums, which is licensed under Creative Commons licenses. And it's a good album. You should listen to the rest of it. It's pretty good. Follow us on Twitter at YABUnreasonable. Let us know if you come across any good Mumsnet threads.
Yeah.
Happy to hear from them.
But they have to be from the Am I Being Unreasonable boards.
Thanks for listening.
Bye!
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.